Telehealth is the fancy term for meeting with your doctor by phone or video. Emergency rules kicked in during the pandemic to make telehealth easier than ever, and it exploded in popularity. But Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service reports that also sparked a debate over the business side of telemedicine.
When the pandemic hit last year, Ansel Armstrong switched to meeting a psychologist by video instead of in person. And actually, it wasn't all bad.
It's like you're at home, have my cat on my lap, you know, it's like, yeah, I think it was a less stressful experience.
Plus, it eliminated the 40-minute drive from Lawrence to Topeka. In Olathe, Tim Lundberg met a neurologist by video about a nerve issue causing problems with his left arm. It wasn't ideal, but it worked.
He could see me and I could see him and talk, and he could look at, you know, what my hands and arms were doing. That was basically the issue.
Telehealth wasn't all that common before COVID-19. Then suddenly, people had little choice. And surveys show patients and doctors appreciated a lot about meeting by phone or video. Even if meeting in person is often preferable and even necessary, there's more buy-in now that meeting remotely can be pretty darn useful. The federal and state governments tweaked lots of rules last year for telehealth. The specifics vary for Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance, but on the whole, loads more people could get care remotely, not just in rural areas, not just through fancy video conferencing. Doors opened, virtual doors. You could get your prescription easier without even setting foot in your doctor's office. The University of Kansas Health System, for example, did fewer than 100 telemedicine visits a month right before COVID struck. Lately, it's more like 16,000 a month. So now policymakers have to figure out what to do after the pandemic, and some of the questions are tricky.
But I'm also really concerned about just leaving this up to market forces. In Kansas, we have 122 hospitals, and of those, 91 are small rural facilities. They're not.
Jennifer Finley is a vice president of the Kansas Hospital Association, and that's her talking to state lawmakers recently.
To negotiate rates, they have to take what the insurance company gives them and just accept it if they want to participate with that payer.
Many healthcare providers say insurance companies should pay the same for a telehealth visit as for in-person care. When the pandemic hit, that became the norm. Lots of private insurers are doing it. Take Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas. Sonny Mickle, a vice president, says, yeah, COVID-19 stopped people from seeing their doctors in person. So you had a crisis for patients, and clinics and doctor's offices might have gone belly up without income from telehealth to replace revenue from office visits.
So that's our concern. We want to make sure that they don't go away, that they're able to pay their bills, able to pay their staff.
Blue Cross of Kansas won't do this forever. It'll pay for telehealth like it's in-person care for a few more months. Now, the Kansas legislature could make many insurers stick with the in-person rates for remote visits. But Mickle argues, why should it?
If you just have a strict government mandate setting the price at a certain point and doesn't do anything to bring more value to the care, it just increases the cost for everyone.
Yet some hospitals and doctors say it's critical to help them keep offering telehealth. Telehealth isn't cheaper, they say, because they still have all the costs of brick-and-mortar buildings they got to spend on training, hardware, software. But even if a traditional medical practice can't offer telehealth cheaper, there are now big specialized telehealth companies that do. They ditch bricks and mortar, scale up, and contract directly with insurance companies and employers. It's a threat to local providers. But policy wonks say state governments are in a tough spot. Here's Catherine Hempstead from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
There's a lot of resistance from policymakers who are always concerned about healthcare cost containment, you know, to say, okay, yeah, we're going to reimburse something that we know the unit costs are lower at the same rate as an in-person visit.
Hempstead says that's a tough sell. For now, Kansas looks like it'll stay out of the wrangling over money and leave healthcare providers and insurers to fight it out themselves. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.